Happy New Year! Welcome to 2021. And I'd like to thank all of you who have been listening to the Walkway podcast. This is James, and I appreciate you. During this time of COVID and pandemic and all this craziness, I've tried to put my voice on air, and you've chosen to tune in and listen and follow week after week. So today, just a few announcements. Today will be the last episode of season one. Don't worry, I'll be back, but just need to take time to look at what else you might be interested in. What are the things that may be helpful to your life that I'm going to talk about? So I'm going to take a little time to prepare. So watch out for season two. I have a strong suspicion that it's going to come back around March. So now we're in 2021. Now we're in the new year. And although nothing really happened between the 31st and today to make things miraculously change, it's just like the ticking of the clock, which is a very interesting concept by itself, time and humans. It's not like this reset will suddenly change everything. It's not like COVID-19 will suddenly disappear. It's not like people will stop hating on one another. It's not like racism will disappear. Poverty will be fixed and nobody will suffer anymore. That's not going to happen. And we know after the very tuned down, torn down, quieted celebration last night, we all woke up this morning, hopefully for some of you without a hangover, to a new year that is pretty much the same. Pretty much the same. But yet, because of a new freshness, because of the promise of a new year, we feel like things will be different. We feel like things will change. So I would like to share with you in today's podcast about the secret to happiness, or at least one possible secret to happiness that you may want to adopt in 2021 that may help you live this year more meaningfully, more happy, and I'm going to use a stronger word, more joyful. So what am I talking about? First, I'd like to share a little discovery by scientists and sociologists. They discovered that French women are happier than American women. Why? Is it because they live in France and there's Paris and there is like wonderful French food available all the time? Yes, it has to do with food, but not because of the taste or availability of food. You know, you can find a lot of good food in America too, but it's because of this one thing. As they studied groups of women who are eating in France and in the United States, they realized that when French women eat, they pay more attention to the food that they are eating and to the moments where they're socializing with people. So what it means is that they take time to pay attention to what they are specifically doing. They are there to eat, enjoy the taste of the food, and to get to know the person and connect with the person who they're choosing to spend that time with. Whereas the problem with America is that a lot of American women, as they eat, they're usually multitasking, they're doing different things, and they don't pay attention, and they are busy. So they're not there. They're not present in that moment. They're not paying attention to the taste of the food or whoever's there eating the food with them. And because of that, their sense of satisfaction and in turn happiness is ranked lower than the French women who were involved in this study. You know, so that the thing is not like every person in France or every lady in France is happier than every lady in the United States. It's a general study, and it just goes to show that most people who are in France, most ladies who are in France are happier than the ladies in the United States. When I read this, I realized that it was so simple. It is such a simple concept to just be present in the moment, to take time to notice what you have chosen or decided to do, and that brings greater happiness and satisfaction. So as we go through 2021, if there's one thing that you may want to try, is to be present in the moment, enjoy the task or the thing that you've chosen to do, and just put all of yourself into it. So Happy New Year once again. I hope that you join me again as we start up season 2 of Walkway Podcast. Take care.